Many years ago when I worked on a different radio station, I used to talk to on a regular basis to a chiropractor who had me doing all sorts of exercises for all sorts of things. And it makes kind of for strange radio. But it just got me to thinking fairly recently, because the boss has been in touch with me, and he said he's been using a physiotherapist of late. We're not sure quite why, but he is. And, well, it just led me to think we should perhaps talk to one. So we found one. Her name's Jade Wolford. Morning, Jade.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. Physiotherapy and physiotherapists. Now, as I mentioned, I was talking some years ago with a chiropractor. What's the difference between the two?
So it's basically, the end game is very much the same. You want your patient to be out of pain and discomfort. You want them to have more mobility. But the way we're trained to look at the body is very different. So from a physio and a sports therapy perspective, you're taught to look at the body as a whole, musculoskeletally, and to have a look at obviously the injury assessment, the method of injury, and how you can treat patients accordingly to get them out of that pain and discomfort. So physios would mainly use massage, mobilizations, electrotherapy, like ultrasound, dry needling, and a chiropractor is taught to look at the body from a spinal perspective, and the effect that the spine has on the central nervous system and the nervous system, and how to get patients out of pain that way by using more manipulative treatment. So that's the difference, basically.
Yeah, I know once upon a time chiropractors weren't actually recommended by the health service, but it was seen as much more of an alternative thing. But it's a lot more recognised now. And, of course, physiotherapy is also using, you know, some, as you said, some similar techniques, although the start point is slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah. So physiotherapy, chiropractic and osteopathy, they've kind of all malaligned, really. Like I say, the end game is very similar. We want the patient out of pain and discomfort, but how we look at the body and how we treat it, it is the difference, really. But at the end of the day, going to see either one of those three practitioners, you'll kind of be getting yourself on the right tracks to feeling better. Physios notoriously are the ones that are based in the NHS, but it is slowly changing. Chiros and osteos are starting, I believe, to be seen in the NHS, especially with COVID. Obviously, all hands on deck and all of that jazz, so
it's
all good.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because, say, for me, it was always a case of, oh, if you needed a physiotherapist, you had a dodgy arm or a dodgy elbow or a dodgy knee or something like that, or your back was a little bit difficult. But it's not quite like that anymore, is it? I mean, you deal with much more than that. I mean, I'm looking at something here that says you're talking about bones, joints and soft tissue, which is the back pain and stuff, brain and nervous systems, which of course is to do with MS and strokes and Parkinson's, yeah, and those sorts of things. And then you've got the heart and circulation, which I wasn't expecting, and lungs and breathing, conditions yeah, such as COPD. I mean, yeah, how does a physio deal with that stuff?
So again, because physiotherapists are trained more along the lines of going into the NHS, you'll have a lot of different physios specialise in lots of different things. So you'll have myself, who's physio sports related, going into the musculoskeletal side. You've then also got the cardiac and respiratory. So that's all to do with kind of pulmonary rehab, so you're breathing. So if somebody's got COPD, they've got really restricted breath intake in their lungs, so you can do, from a physio perspective, rehabilitation with the breathing and the cardiovascular and pulmonary side of the body to really help patients with that, in that respect.
You're bringing in many different aspects here into all this. I mean, it's a much broadened subject to that it used to be. I just wasn't expecting that because, I mean, I've done some breathing exercises with some breathing specialists because I have one of those little nasties that you mentioned there. And it kind of helps. And it was all about the breathing exercises rather than anything else. It seemed to work. But it just wouldn't have registered in my head to go talk to a physiotherapist about it. Yeah. But I'm guessing it is now. So, I mean, you would have had to have done a fair few years of training to get to all of this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so I did 2 years at college. Obviously, I did my A-levels, and then I went and did 2 years at college doing sports therapy, and then after that, it was 3 years of university. I then spent a year doing what is what they call rotations within a hospital, so learning all about the different specialities. And then I was lucky enough to have a job with Brighton and Hove Albion. So I went and worked with them for 4 seasons before heading to the practice, the private practice that I'm now in. And I've been there for 10 years. So now my job is primarily kind of the pain and discomfort of physical injury. I wouldn't like to think that somebody would come and see me if they're in a cardiac arrest. I'd still hope that they would phone 999.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would be the thing. But I mean, it's a multifaceted thing that you're doing these days, and of course, it's a much widened thing. As I said, many years ago, of course, it was a case of you saw your GP. You got referred, if you were lucky, to a physio who did a few sort of ups and downs, lay on the bed, lift your leg up, and pump it around a bit. And it's so much more sophisticated these days than it ever was. I'm guessing that's a lot to do with the understandings we have of the strange thing that is the human body.
Yeah, completely. And going back to what you said about the whole breathing thing, well, most recently, obviously, breathing is a big aspect in reducing anxiety, helping with depression, because the more breathing and the better you're breathing, the lower your heart rate, the more circulation, the more oxygen getting to the brain, and the less you're kind of in that fight and flight mode. Theories and research is continuously being done as to how any one of us, physios, sports therapists, chiros, anyone kind of in the health industry alike, can continue to help people the best way we can.
Yeah, I mean, there's much more of a health aspect to this now rather than just the repair job that you used to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, you had to do 3 years at uni. Do you have letters after your name then as well?
I've got a BSc, yeah.
nothing fancy like a, you know.
I've got a BSc ons, but that's it. I haven't got the whole alphabet. I stopped there.
it's still something, and quite an achievement to actually get. So, I mean, even that, from what you were saying, was a short while ago. So, do you get ongoing training and updates through your career?
Yeah, so as a registered practitioner, you have to do 30 hours of what is called CPD, so continued professional development. Yeah. And your 30 hours has to include kind of courses. It can be research. It can be, so us as the clinic, we try and have kind of conversations between all practitioners. So there's about 12 practitioners, I think, at the clinic. So we sit down and have a chat about a certain injury or issue or, you know, health issue, and all sit and kind of debate about that. So yeah, you have to do continued 30 hours of CPD to continue being able to be registered. So yeah, you kind of choose the things that are going to interest you at the time, or you want to learn about at the time.
Yeah, it's not quite the Cinderella service that it once was. It's now very much a mainstream and huge part of keeping people's health together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wonder with people, because, I mean, so many people are, like, if you're like me, sort of not that well up on what goes on with a lot of these things. What would, you mentioned sort of the chiropractors, you mentioned the physiotherapist. What would you choose? Could you go to either for most of those things that you've mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, the rule that we have at the clinic is anybody at the clinic can help you get out of pain and discomfort. If you phone the clinic and say you want to see an osteopath, but you can't get in to see the osteopath for a week, then you'll be referred to myself or anyone that can get you out of pain or discomfort. Yeah. It's just the way we assess. So we do that to kind of triage, but ultimately anyone can assess anything, help you get out of pain and discomfort. But like we, again, like we always say, my rule is you've got to get on with your therapist. You've got to, we have a golden rule of three. If after three treatments, you're not feeling any positive effect from that treatment, or, then we'd re-refer you to another practitioner for that extra set of eyes or that different perspective.
It's a big subject these days. Do you find that you specialise in certain areas of the overall specialty?
I wouldn't say I specialise. I love working with shoulders because of their complexity.
Yeah.
I'm not lower back pain. I prefer to leave with the osteopaths, if you like.
Yeah.
It's
a
headaches.
Bit brutal, that, isn't it? It's a bit brutal.
Yeah. Do you know what? I really like working with people who suffer with headaches. And we've seen so much of that with the adaptation of everyone working from home, yourself included, obviously, setting up today.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot more people with upper back pain, lower back pain. But yeah, my favourite thing to work on is neck and shoulders, I think.
Well, I'm guessing the headache thing comes from the neck and the head and shoulders. That's what you would consider, I suppose, and look at, because many things to do with headaches, of course, can be just a normal headache or a hangover or whatever. But some of the things can be a little more sinister, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, which migraines.
You deal essentially with sporting injuries, don't you?
Given my background, obviously working in sport, but gardening, that's coming up, you know, the early signs of spring, although looking out my window, it's very grey at the moment. You know, lots of people are going to be out there tidying their gardens, so I'll see a lot of people with the lower back pain.
So I'm going to be talking with Jean Griffin later on this week. She's the radio gardener. So I shall send her your recommendation and say, have you been checked out by your physio? We like the idea of that very much.
Yeah. So generally all throughout the year, obviously you've got like your football season, rugby season, cricket, tennis. But then the undercurrent of that is the gardening, it's the working from home, it's the commuter. So in general, anyone really.
It's the lack of exercise at the moment, I think, isn't it? When you start talking about working from home, as you mentioned, that's what I do sometimes. And, you know, I've been sitting here this morning doing a programme, and here I am recording you now for something that's going to go out next week, which if it is next week, it's going out today. you get the idea. I've not had much time to either get out, get some fresh air, or get any exercise either. That can't be good.
No, not at all. Old age advice would have been lay on a hard floor for a back pain, or, you know, lay on a plank of wood, we heard once upon a time. But now it's get out and be mobile. That's the best thing, even for things like arthritis. You know, the more mobile you are, the more blood you have circulating your body, the more flexible that you kind of remain. Mobility is key.
Well, you mentioned, I mean, we talked about parts of the body and the skeleton and that, and you mentioned bad backs there. And the reason I mentioned that is because I used to have a bad back and was given some very, very good advice some years ago. Again, funny enough, it was by an NHS physiotherapist who referred me to a podiatrist to get my feet shaped that I could get some insoles for my feet. And you know what? Ever since I've had that done and had the insoles made by the NHS, the backache's gone because it's straightened up every last piece all the way up. And it's quite – it was something I learned. I will never forget that a lot of the back pain stuff actually starts in the feet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you've had insoles probably because your arch is dropped, therefore the biomechanical change from the foot up to your back, up to your neck even, will later on be seen within pain with pain and discomfort as a symptom. Absolutely.
Well, the difference was, as I say, when I was told this, I was having this treatment, I was told to stand on the floor with bare feet and put my arm out and the person sort of pushed my arm straight down, said, try and resist, and pushed my arm straight down. Put an insole under my foot, said, put your arm out now. and resist. And I did. She couldn't push my arm down. So it just taught me that the feet are so, so important in all of this. And that because you have a backache doesn't mean necessarily that the problem is actually in your back. And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, yeah. So that there would have been like a chiropractic technique also, in the sense of the effect on the nervous system.
Yeah.
So you change the biomechanics of the foot, it releases pressure on the nervous system, and then you're able to resist that pressure on the downward push on the arm.
Yeah.
It's magic, really.
It is. It is. Now, I did mention right at the beginning of all of this that years ago, I say, talking on another radio station, talking to a chiropractor, she had me doing all sorts of bits and pieces of exercises. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you to set me one today, but hopefully that in a month's time, we'll be able to come back and we'll talk, and maybe you'll give us some idea of some of the things that you actually do as well. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I'd love to. It'd be brilliant.
And if anybody heard the lapping water in the background, Jade has a very big Leon burger. a wonderful dog. We will say no more than that. She's quenched her thirst. It was physiotherapy for dogs. Jade, it's been good to catch up this morning. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Tony. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.